David, how are you?
Good morning, Tony. Well, how are you?
Good to be with you. It seems like the Michigan legislature is, I don't want to say asking for trouble, but it's going to come with some of the rules and regulations and efforts to perhaps stop unions from functioning in the capacities that they're used to.
Well, yesterday in the legislature, it was a horrible day for Michigan, a horrible day for democracy, a horrible day for education, and a horrible day for democratic collective bargaining rights, as once again the state legislature passed the bill into law, waiting for law when Governor Snyder, hopefully he doesn't sign it, but if he signs it, that basically is designed to totally undercut the democratically chosen representative of working people unions from properly functioning.
Now, give me the specifics. Why was this done, and what do you think that the authors of the bill hope to accomplish with this?
Well, there's a big coincidence here. You know, that bill sat in the legislature for months and months and months and months. And then on Tuesday, organized labor launches a campaign to protect collective bargaining, to protect jobs, to protect health and safety in the workplace, to keep jobs in Michigan. And the next day, they passed legislation which says that although working people have democratically elected unions, have democratically set their rate of dues, have democratically decided they want payroll deduction, and management has agreed that that's the best way to do it, in spite of all that, the legislature said you can't do it anymore.
You know, defined, I have a little trouble understanding. What's a working person?
A working person is anyone who works for a living.
Okay, so there is no salary limit on that, correct?
There's no salary limit in my mind on it. If someone who works for a living is a working person. Now, when you get up into the higher salaries, I'm sure they don't consider themselves working people, but they work for a living. In this legislation, we're talking about teachers and staff in our K-12 schools.
So what can you do to battle this?
Well, you know, the outpouring from our union has been unbelievable. The number of emails I've received, how can we help, what can we do? No one's going to undercut our union. This is our union. We democratically chose it. We're moving forward. We have a petition drive to protect collective bargaining, to protect jobs, to protect health and safety in the workplace. And organized labor is going forward with that petition drive. We just launched it. We're getting tremendous support from the people of Michigan who know how important protecting jobs and protecting collective bargaining is. And we're going to get that on the ballot, and it's going to pass.
You know what's interesting about that bill? I'm not saying it's right, not saying it's wrong, but we attempted to call the author of that bill. I believe it's Representative Joseph, is it Haveman?
Haveman.
Yep. And his gatekeeper, Connie, seemed pretty nice, but then she called me back and said there's no way. He gave two interviews. He's not given any more. And I asked why, and she said that he did not want to discuss this problem anymore. Why do you think he doesn't want to talk about it?
Because he can't make any kind of logical argument why this legislation is there. You know, the House Fiscal Agency, which I may note is in control of the Republican Party, has determined that dues deduction for school employees has no financial impact whatsoever on a school district, on the state, et cetera. There is no reason for this legislation. It's why the School Board Association and the School Administrators Association have come out against this legislation. The only reason for this legislation is retaliation against working people, retaliation against the unions who those working people elected to represent them.
So what you're saying?
No rational reason. If I didn't have a rational reason for something, I wouldn't want to do an interview either.
So you're saying this was just done to hurt unions?
This was done to hurt Michigan, to hurt education, to hurt working people, and to hurt the unions working people have democratically elected.
All right, David, obviously this is a big story. We're going to continue following that. We appreciate your time.
Thank you, Tony.